Hello everybody, today in our radio show Sleep Less Stupid, we are as usual going to talk about science innovation. Have you ever heard about Li-Fi? Don't panic, it's today's subject, and our guests today are Dr. Layali Meryem and a network engineer, Kenza Gergaf. Welcome ladies, thank you for accepting our invitation. We all know about sci-fi for sure, but what Li-Fi is all about? Luckily, our investigator Lisa has made some research for us. What can you tell us about this new technology?
Hello everyone, so as usual, I made some research for you on our weekly subject Li-Fi. But do you know that electric radio waves aren't the only way to transfer our data? There is also Li-Fi. But what is Li-Fi? Li-Fi is a monodirectional wireless communication technology, but I will let our expert tell you more about this later. So Li-Fi, also known as Li-Fire or VLC for visible light communication, was used for the first time in 1880, when Alexander Graham Bell managed to show his photophone could actually transmit the sound of his voice by using sunlight. Since then, we have made huge progress in this technology. Indeed, after a presentation of the first Li-Fi smartphone at the CES in Las Vegas in 2014, some experts or industrials announced the use of 14 billion Li-Fi LEDs by 2020. The benefit related to Li-Fi is estimated to reach $6 billion by 2018. This is a lot of money. We understand why big companies such as Thomson or Philips already use Li-Fi. And a French startup said that the output in 2015 is not 1, not 2, but 10 megabits per second. But we could soon reach 1 gigabit per second, according to prospective tests. They also said that Li-Fi's width is 10,000 times larger than Wi-Fi's, and lots of users can be connected to the same terminal in a more secure way. So right now, we're going to listening to our expert.
Thank you, Liza, for those information. So, Kenza, what can you tell us about Li-Fi? What is it exactly?
Yes, Simon. I want to thank you for inviting me today. First up, I'm going to give you a simple definition of Li-Fi. Actually, Li-Fi is a label for wireless communications systems using light as a carrier instead of traditional radio frequencies, like in Wi-Fi. It's a technology which works by rapidly turning on and off a light source, creating binary code. The flashing of the light actually happens faster than the human eye can detect. The operational procedure is very simple. If the LED is on, you transmit a digital one. If it's off, you transmit a zero. The LEDs can be switched on and off very quickly, which gives nice opportunities for transmitting data.
But doctor, where can we actually use it?
Well, first, I'd like to thank you for inviting me. And so, Li-Fi, it has many daily uses. For example, it can be used in places where it's difficult to lay optical fiber, such as hospitals. In theaters of operation, Li-Fi can be used for modern medical instruments. And guess what? Thousands and millions of street lamps can be transformed into Li-Fi lamps to transfer data. In aircrafts too, Li-Fi can be used for data transmission. Also, in traffic signals, Li-Fi can be used, which will communicate with the LED lights of the cars, an accident tool could therefore be decreased.
Thanks a lot, Meryem. So let's have a little break now with some music and Light My Fire by The Doors. Enjoy.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose.
and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Through, no time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
So what a nice song, The Doors. So, but when I made my own research, I found out that this new technology has many disadvantages. Does that mean that this is not perfect yet?
Since light cannot penetrate walls, you can only detect it when the router is placed. We don't really have enough feedback on this technology, which means that we are not sure how reliable it is. It's new, so we don't have real experience with a massive production and a massive public use. We don't know how it's going to behave in the different places where it be installed. Another problem is the difficulty of transportation. It can be a problem regarding the use in public places. Furthermore, the signal is unidirectional from the lamp to the receiver and thus cannot send any message. There is a big obstacle concerning fast deployment in this technology. LED bulbs are way too expensive. They actually cost between 10 and 20 euros each.
Excuse me, Kenza. I agree with most of what you said, but Li-Fi has been used a lot lately. Light is inherently safe and can be used in places where radio frequency communication is often deemed problematic, such as aircraft cabins or hospitals. Not only has Li-Fi the potential to solve the problem of spectrum space shortage, but it can also enable new applications. The visible light spectrum is unused. It's not regulated and can be used for communication at very high speeds. It's 10,000 times faster and 10 times cheaper than Wi-Fi. And visible light spectrum has 10,000 times broader spectrum in comparison to radio frequency. So it's hard to use the entire bandwidth. In addition, researchers have reached data rates of over 10 gigabits per second, which is more than 250 times faster than super fast broadband. For example, we can download a full HD movie within 30 seconds. not bad at all. And I can add also that Li-Fi uses less energy than aerials. It's eco-friendly because you don't have to cool down your transmitters, and it's characterized by smaller electricity consumption. We won't forget that LED has longer lifetime compared to a halogen lamp. If you replace all your halogen bulbs in your house by LEDs, you will contribute to save the planet. And thanks to Li-Fi, we won't suffer from neighboring network interference. Eventually, the most important thing is that Li-Fi isn't harmful for the human body.
So to sum it all up, could we say that Li-Fi would be more sort of a Wi-Fi complement than a Wi-Fi potential replacement?
Yes, Kenza, that is it exactly.
Okay, thanks ladies.
You're welcome. I hope it helped.
My pleasure.
Thanks a lot, ladies. That was really interesting. I hope that it was as instructive for our audience as it was for me. Li-Fi is not sci-fi anymore. Seems like we're actually living in the future. Thanks all of you for listening to our show. It was a real pleasure. We'll be back soon on SLS. And remember, sleep less stupid. Bye.
Baby, yeah, I know you been like that. Cut it like a holster, baby. Show them say you're wicked like that. We live where the war is raging, chasing our crazy dreams, hoping that the bridge won't cave in. So now we'll let it all go free. Give me the thing, I'll make me rocking at the dance. Give me the thing, I'll make me rocking at the dance. My shit don't got stepping at the dance. Give me the thing, I'll make me rock, 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 rock. Give me the thing, I'll make me rocking at the dance. Give me the thing, I'll make me rock. Your name on a flyer. They wanna tame your desire, but you light it up, now your aim getting